wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thank you to Gould Parts, our great sponsor, going on 8 years here at KFKA with us. They have Alan Gould, his great staff out there. They are terrific. Thank them for what they do. On the show today, scoreboard. We'll get the Northern Colorado scoreboard. We've got three coaches that Kyle Johnson, our studio host last night, caught up with after their wins. So we'll talk with, we'll hear the interview with Casey Doss, Zach Lemon, and Lane Wassinger. So all in the first segment with the scoreboard. Second segment, Kevin Lytle from the Coloradoans going to jump in with us, talk about, those Fort Collins Lambkins last night. Another win. They could easily be 3-0 right now as they beat crosstown rival Fossil Ridge 34-23 last night. So we'll talk about Dorian McGarity and all the Lambkins who took a part in that one last night. Of course, McGarity and Dante Johnson on their way to CSU, at least for the time being, they are. Lakewood and Rocky, a good one last night, too, in the opening game out at Frenchfield yesterday. 34-28, Lakewood, though, gets by Rocky Mountain. So we'll talk to Kevin Lytle about all that Fort Collins stuff coming up, a little bit of CSU stuff as well. Ben Fusco, the head football coach at Dayspring Christian Academy. Ben's going to jump on probably about 11:45, I'm guessing, and talk. They've got buyers today, but we're going to talk about that conference. Five of the top 10 teams in the state in the eight-man level are on their schedule. Four of them are in their conference coming up. So a lot to be decided in that eight-man plains coming up. So let's get to it. Again, thank you to Gould Parts, 454-3355. Any part you need, it's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, and they will simply they'll simply take it to the bank for you. They will get everything you need, car parts, truck parts, big machine parts, anything you need, 454-3355. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. Real quick, Thursday scores, if you didn't get them, Severance and a big one beat Platte Valley 17-14. Nolan Hertzke, a last-second field goal to win it there. Meade rolled Discovery Canyon 50-7 on Thursday. Silver Creek shut out Mitchell 58-0. Ralston Valley beat Loveland 25-6 in a 5A versus 4A matchup. And Pooter got another win. They're 2-1. Now 35-0 over Westminster. Well, last night, just 1A game of note. Strasburg and Lyman did play last night. Lyman, they're the team to beat in 1A. They won it, of course, the last 2 years, I believe. Lyman 20-0 over Strasburg last night, so they continue to be the team to beat at the 1A level. 2A last night, the University Bulldogs. Casey Doss, the head coach, they beat Valley. They go into Gilchrist and win 42-6. So the Bulldogs, they move to 3-0. And we have told you time and time again how impressive the Patriot League West is. Four of the top 10 teams in the state at 2A reside in that Patriot League West. So pretty cool stuff right there. All right, University wins 42-6. Kyle Johnson caught up with Casey Doss last night after the ballgame. Here's that interview.
Coach, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, just talk about your guys' win tonight. I seen it was 21-0 at one update that I got on the scoreboard. Next thing I know, it's a 42-6. So you guys kind of burning some points off in a hurry, it looked like, and got to be happy with both sides of the ball, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was super happy with our effort in the third quarter. We came out and really executed, and just the kids put their foot on the gas and got after it. So great third quarter and a great finish to the football game for all our kids.
Talk about you guys off to this great start. Anybody standing out individually? I know that's coach speak and coaches don't want to do that,
yeah.
But maybe a little bit on both sides of the ball, just what you've seen. And it doesn't have to be one individual, maybe one grouping or something that you've seen that you've been proud of so far.
You know, I think our receivers are doing a heck of a job, both in the pass catching and the blocking phase of the game. We run a lot of different things screen wise, and then we run a lot of route combinations, and we feel like we can throw four or five guys out there at any one time, and those guys just do a phenomenal job. And then Greg Garza, our quarterback, had a great night tonight. He had five touchdowns, 265 in the air, so we were real excited with that. And then our defense. Our defense is playing good football, and it starts with our middle linebackers and flying around because our D-line is doing such a great job. And Jack Virgil, Gunner Pons here, Chase Heck, that linebacking core has done a good job this year so far for us.
Yeah, looking at your three games, you guys have given up 12-0-6 on the defensive side of the field, so I would say that you're happy with what you've got. Leads me to believe you've probably been forcing some turnovers as well, so probably happy on that end of it as well.
Yeah, I think we had 4 or 5 tonight, and they did a heck of a job just putting Valley in uncomfortable situations and then rallying a lot of hats to the football. So what a good night for the defense, and then the offense did their thing.
Yeah, and you talk about just the program as a whole. You guys, seems like you're making that steady climb. You've kind of been going up and up and up, and now you're kind of joining that group with some of the other teams ranked in the top 10. It doesn't get easier as you guys kind of start trudging down through that Patriot League and getting that stuff, but got to be happy with your team where they stand as you got a couple of games or maybe one game left and then have to start running that league gauntlet.
Yep, we have one more game, going to be a big 3A opponent in Eagle Valley next week, at home at least. And then it's into the SEC is what we call it. You know, I mean, it's the Patriot League West is a monster, and we know that, and we embrace that. So we're excited to be part of that tough, tough league and get that gauntlet going.
Well, Coach, we'll stay up to date with you throughout the season. We'll check in with you as many times as we can after as many wins as hopefully we can. And we appreciate you joining us tonight. Congratulations on a big win.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right, there is Casey Doss, University head football coach. They go to 3-0 with that win last night. So off and rolling in that Patriot League West with one more non-conference game, and then they'll start clicking into conference play. Eaton Reds, well, they did what they do after a 63-0 opening win against Sterling. They come back. They go on the road. Elizabeth, 2-0 team, looking pretty good. 2A out of the Colorado League. That's the one that Kent Denver's in down there. Elizabeth, 2-0. And I thought, well, they'll get a challenge tonight. And I think initially they did. But the Reds end up beating Elizabeth last night 31-7. They led 17-0 at the break. Again, Kyle caught up with Eaton Reds head coach Zach Lemon after the football game last night. And here's Zach.
Zach Lemon and Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you guys get to go on the road for the first time, a little bit of a road trip, and you go down there and take care of business against the Elizabeth Cardinals. Just talk about setting up and a little bit of a road trip.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a road trip. It was good to get on the bus and get out of town a little bit. But I tell you, Elizabeth is no slouch, man. This team plays physical. They thump. They play hard. They have a great system. They're well coached. And even though it was 31-7, it was a lot closer to that. And we were never very comfortable. They were giving us everything they had. And hats off to them. But still proud of our team, the way they responded. And we had to step up our physical game and play a little smarter and play a little tougher. It was a challenge.
Yeah, we have the benefit of sitting in this studio, and I watch as the scores come in. So I don't know the ins and outs of the game, obviously, but I kept watching and I kept seeing, you know, the same thing. Like you said, you guys didn't necessarily pull away. I think they got it to 17-7 at one point. So like you said, Elizabeth hung in there a little bit. You guys give up your first score of the year, but in the end, you kind of maybe get a couple late touchdowns to pull away.
Yeah. Eventually, we just had to grind down and stay tough, and our defense really did play great. We did a little bend but don't break, and the one score we gave up was actually off of a turnover deep in our zone, and our defense wasn't able to hold off there. Other than that, they had a great execution, played physical, played smart, and then, like I said, our offense did just what we had to do at the right times, but it was a battle. Proud of our guys.
Yeah, you talk about that defense. I kind of want to go a little more on that just because you guys have played two games and given up 7 points total. Anybody stand out individually, or has it been a group effort so far?
You know, it really has been a group effort because of our individual play. It's hard for any offense to isolate any one person. So, again, it starts up front with our defensive line. Our linebackers are flowing, but then when they try to throw the ball, our back end plays really well. So it really is a collective effort, and that's what we were talking about before the game. And what we talked about at halftime is continue to play together, continue to communicate, execute, rally, all those things. Just the typical standard, stereotypical stuff for playing good defense.
You guys off to a fast start. Congratulations on a couple of wins. I just happened to peek at the schedule. I don't have to tell you anything, but rivalry time coming up a week from tomorrow. So enjoy this one tonight, and we look forward to one next week that that is always fun to watch.
Absolutely. We're excited about our opportunity against Platte Valley.
Right on. Thanks, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. The number one ranked team in the state rolls on there 2-0 and head to Platte Valley, Kersey, to take on the Platte Valley Broncos a week from tomorrow. That's a Saturday game at 6 o'clock. So thanks again for joining us, Coach. We'll catch you throughout the season, and good luck on the way as you guys go down the line.
Thanks. Appreciate what you do.
All right. There's Kyle last night after the ball game on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show and talking with Zach Lemon. Now 2-0. So what are they? 63-94-7. They've outscored their opponents so far. So the Reds deserve to be number one. After watching Platte Valley and Severance the other night, I still think the Reds, they're the team. I think they're right now a little bit better than everybody else in there. So no disrespect to Severance after a great win in Kersey the other night, but think they're still a scoop ahead of everybody else. So the team to beat resides in Eaton as the defending champions, of course, beating Lamar last year. All right, Pueblo County and Roosevelt. How about Roosevelt? How about Lane Wasinger's Roosevelt Rough Riders? Look at these guys. They go down last year to CSU Pueblo and run second in a game they could have won against Durango down there. So on a mission is what you could say about the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Opening week against Holy Family, that was a game you figure is going to be a terrific football game, and they ripped Holy Family a new one. Well, last night, they just... maybe you could have figured it was going to be kind of a trap game after the opener, but they take Pueblo County and dismantle them 49-0. So 91-7 in the first two games. Sounds like what Eaton's done so far. Roosevelt's done the same thing. Kyle, after the ball game last night, caught up with Roosevelt Rough Riders head coach Lane Wasinger after they went to 2-0 on the year.
Coach Lane Wasinger, welcome, and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you guys, obviously, a big win tonight. You've put 49 on the books 2 weeks in a row, so got to be happy with the way the offense has started.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that credit goes to our defense, too, just, you know, getting off the field and, you know, holding their ground when we're, you know, backs up against the wall a little bit at times. We tried an onside kick early and kind of played football on the side of the field that we really didn't want to, but no, offensively had a lot of good drives. You know, we kind of start off slow again tonight. I think we're just, we tend to press a little bit, but, you know, our playmakers find ways to make plays and, you know, we're real happy putting 49 up 2 weeks in a row. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. And I imagine you kind of took the words out of my mouth on the next question, but the defense got to be impressed with them. If you've played two games and given up 7 points, so pitch a shutout tonight. You talked a little bit about it, but maybe some standouts on that defensive side for you.
Yeah, I think all around, you know, our linebackers, our D-line did what they needed to do. Pueblo County's a downhill running team, and they're going to try and use a lot of size and power and just run right at you. So, you know, our kids stepped up to the challenge, you know, inside Cooper Walton, Clayton Robinson, you know, our edge guys, Tucker Peterson and Jaden Casanueva did a really good job of kind of, you know, keeping everything inside and setting the edge and playing physical football. And DB's had a heck of a night, too. I don't know how many turnovers we had. I believe we had 4 interceptions. So our DB's did really good job of being disciplined over the top and making plays when the ball came their way.
You talk about it, and obviously turnovers, winning that turnover battle leads to offense a lot of times. Sounds like that was the case tonight. I hate to kind of backtrack, but you guys had a big matchup, obviously, a week ago with the number 4 ranked team in the state, and you guys kind of cruise right on past them. I know it's not as easy as I make it sound because you guys have to put in a lot of hard work to get to that point.
Right.
But then when you come to a team like Pueblo County, who maybe isn't number 4 ranked in the state, how do you keep that gas pedal down like you guys did tonight?
Yeah, well, I think that's the goal. You know, we talk about that. It doesn't matter who you're playing, whether they're ranked or not ranked. Everyone's going to come for us, and everyone's going to give us their best game. So we have to match that. You know, and that was kind of our message this week, too, was, you know, if we're going to be the best team and you want to be the best team, then you have to give every opponent you play your best game, too. So we're learning. We're learning how to do that and not overlook anybody and kind of respect everybody and prepare for every game like you're playing the number one team in the state.
Well, Coach, it was obviously a good night, 2 weeks in a row, so you guys are off and running. Good luck the rest of the way out. We'll try to be in contact with quite a few, I'm sure, throughout the season. So we thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you here in the next few weeks and hopefully all the way into December as you guys keep it rolling. Congrats on a big win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. There is head football coach out at Roosevelt High School, Lane Wasinger. They're a buzz storm, man. I wouldn't want to take them on, but holy cow, it's going to get crazy, no doubt, coming up for Roosevelt. Number one team in the state. They win 49-0 last night. Their win over Pueblo County. Other games last night, real quick, let's get through them so we can get to Kevin Lytle here. Northridge, our game, as we said, 21-7 last night in our ball game. And holy cow, out at District 6 Stadium. Terrific start for the Grizzlies last night. Holy cow. First play of the game from scrimmage, Cooper Rose, the junior quarterback for the Grizzlies, hits Jace Reed on a short pass out to the side. And Reed breaks a couple tackles. Boom, he's off to the races. 7-0 Grizzlies before you could even blink. They turn around, hold Greeley West last night to a three and out, and then block the punt, and they take over at the 5 yard line. And a minute and 14 into the game, they're up 13-0. Damon West takes it in from 5 yards out after the Parker Steckel block. Holy cow, Parker Steckel, what a terrific defensive player too for the Grizz. But they go up 13-0. As we said early in the ball game, and then just absolutely buttoned down Greeley West the rest of the night defensively. Isaac Ness, boy, what a workhorse. 28 carries, a buck 72, 128 yards in the second half for the Loch Ness Monster. So big stuff right there. And our Buildings by Design player of the game, Brendan Peterson, what a job defensively last night for Brendan. So this was a terrific team win for Northridge, and they take home a 21-7 victory over Greeley West. So Northridge 3-0, West is 0-3. Mountain View topped Greeley Central last night, 23-9. Mountain View, Steve Fry picks up his first win as a Mountain View Mountain Lion head coach. Greeley Central drops to 0-3. Erie, number 6 team in the state, 4A Erie beat Bear Creek last night, 39-21. Bear Creek's the team that beat up on Greeley West in week 2. So Erie rolls them by 18 last night to go to 3-0. How about Windsor? How about the offense that Chris Jones has this year? Put 33 on the board last week against Fossil Ridge in the 33-30 win. They put 56 on the board last night, 56-22 over Longmont. They picked off Keegan Patterson, the terrific Longmont quarterback, 3 times in the ballgame. So Windsor moves to 2-1. Longmont is 1-2. In the 2 games at French Field yesterday, it was Rocky Mountain dropping a 34-28 decision to Lakewood in the first game yesterday. And then in the nightcap, Fort Collins beats Fossil Ridge 34-23. Matt Yem's team moves to 2-1. We're going to talk to Kevin Lytle about both of those games coming up here in the very next segment. We're back with Kevin in a moment. That's your scoreboard on the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here. Come back in a moment with Kevin Lytle from the Colorado and a Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. It is Prep Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Thank you to Gould Parts, of course, our great sponsor on the program, and Tatanka Grill. Boy, if you're on the road, gas station food, yeah, that's something you usually don't want to encounter, but Tatanka Grill, way different deal. Kramer's Wedge Store, and of course, the U Fillets and Greeley and Eaton, they've got that great Tatanka Grill food. It's a actual restaurant kitchen inside their made from scratch food right inside the store. So Tatanka Grill, great stuff. Try the street tacos, man. They're off the hook good. Kramer's out in Kersey. They've got the new Frazzle machine. So if you're looking for a cool, it's like a Slurpee, that kind of thing, looking for a good frozen drink, boom. Kramer's Wedge has got you there. Thank you to Tatanka Grill and Kramer's Wedge Store, of course. All right, let's get to it. Last night, again, Ray French Field yesterday was going doubleheader style for football. And a great writer from the Colorado and always with us, Kevin Lytle jumps up. Kevin, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing, Clark?
Fantastic, man. Okay, take me through it last night. Rocky and Lakewood first yesterday, right?
Yeah, they were the 4:15 kickoff, and man, that was a tough draw for those teams. It was hot out. I think they said they did a reading of the field temp before the game, and it was up over 115 degrees.
Oh, my Lord, wow.
Yeah, but so that, I think, definitely played a role in the game. You know, Lakewood ended up winning by a touchdown, and Lakewood really controlled the play. They had some long drives. Rocky had tied it up in the third quarter,
And right after that, Lakewood went on a 9-minute scoring drive that spanned late third quarter and halfway through the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And I think that was, you know, the fatigue just really saying, and you could see, and they were kind of pushing Rocky around up front, which doesn't happen very much for Lobos, but man, in that heat and everything, if you're the team that has the ball, you're going to be in good shape, and I think that's what happened.
Kevin, they put 4 scores on the board, so they must have done okay with Mark's son, of course, Gagebrook, the quarterback there. So what'd you get from the Rocky offense last night?
Yeah, I think that's why they'll be frustrated. They actually basically two touchdowns from special teams. They blocked a punt and recovered it in the end zone, and then another where snap issue on a punt for Lakewood, and they tackled the punter at the 2, which led to a touchdown. So to get 2, you know, like I say, not technically both special team scores, but basically to get 2 of those and not win, I think they'll be frustrated. But Gagebrook, 2 deep balls. He had a 65-yard touchdown pass,
boom,
and I think it was a 75-yard touchdown pass. He's a great deep ball thrower. He had a pick in the fourth quarter that he'll really regret and want back, but played pretty solid overall. Really, it was just the inability to get off the field that they ended up killing Rocky.
All right. I know it's a long day to sit there and watch 7 hours of football. Did you make the nightcap, or did you tune in another way? Great game, too, it sounds like.
Yeah. Fantastic game. It was well worth it. It was fun. You know, I keep harping on this because it's so cool to see, but just having the crowds.
Oh, yeah.
That Fossil Collins game is a big rivalry, and it was jumping. I mean, the student sections were going crazy. So that was fun. But super interesting for Collins. Easy Campos, who'd been playing quarterback, is hurt and was out, and they weren't going with Andrew Cease. So they started with Dorian McGarity as basically a wildcat. Used that the whole first half. He had a real long touchdown run. They had a super creative play call down in the red zone to score a touchdown on a receiver pass back to McGarity. And then they went to Cease a little bit in the second half and helped win the game that way. But it was real back and forth. Fossil was up late, and then Collins scored a touchdown, and then got another late one to kind of seal it. So a really nice win for the Lampkins. And a really, you have to give Yim and Coach Yim and, you know, offensive coordinator James Tarver a lot of credit for drawing up to do Wildcat for almost a full game. You have to be
the
creative juices are flowing. So they did a great job there of getting the ball to their skill guys and getting plays there in a really, really fun game.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin, I mean, the object for Matt Yim and his staff is to get back to the conventional quarterback with this unbelievable receiving core. Wouldn't you think that's where they want to end up?
Yeah, I think it's hard to do that, Wildcat type of thing for a full season or a large chunk of the season. So I think they're going to have to get back to that, and we'll want to get back to that because I was watching Dorian McGarity. By the time they kicked off, it was a lot better temperature, nice evening, but still he was sitting there on the sideline looking pretty wiped out. You know, when you're basically being asked to carry the ball every single play, that's a tough thing to do. So yeah, I think they'll have to get back to a little more traditional offense, at some point, but to win a game like that, a rivalry game, they'll do whatever they needed, and it worked out. And like I say, just a really fun night. And Fort Collins, things are looking good. You know, 2 late wins against Legacy and Fossil,
sure,
and then a last minute loss against Ponderosa. So they're 1 minute away from a 3-0 start.
Yeah, they could be 3-0, and really, Jeff Fulton's Fossil Ridge Sabercats, I mean, they hung in there against Roosevelt. They lost a tough one against Windsor, 33-30. You saw what Windsor did last night. They put 56 on the board, so, they're not fool's gold. And then this, they held pretty tough against Collins last night. So Fossil's 0-3, but it's not a bad 0-3, Kevin.
Yeah, it's a very hard luck 0-3 for sure. They're not a bad team in any way, and they're going to pick up some wins moving forward, and that Kubat Bastide combo is still very lethal. I think his first drive of the game threw kind of a little fade to Bastide that he just jumped over the guy and got it. So yeah, they're 0-3, but far from a really bad team. They're going to pick up some wins moving forward.
No doubt. Another team that's 2-1 in the city, Coach Tonkin's Pooter and Palace, 35-0 on Thursday they roll. So we'll see what they're like when they face up against the Collins teams. But that's a good start, at least, for the new coach.
Yeah, and I think that's great for him. Like you say, they're a couple wins. It's not the best opponents in the world. But, they're in a rebuild, a transition. And so for a team like that, just picking up some wins early, getting that vibe going is good. And so, yeah, that they're playing pretty well right now, and they head into the city. They have Collins next week, I believe, is Friday night. So that'll be another good sort of – that'll be a real good litmus test for Pooter, because I think we can pretty clearly say that Collins is a pretty solid team right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys want a great Twitter feed, go to Kevin's site, Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E. Ton of stuff for CSU on there. What I love is I think when you pack an arena and it's college volleyball, you go to a Rams game out there, Tom Hilbert's team, man, it's fun, it's loud, it's so exciting. They beat Oregon State last night in five sets. I know you retweeted it. Tell me about the atmosphere at Moby for a big time volleyball match. I mean, it must be a ton of fun in there.
Yeah, it's always really good. You know, they're pretty much year in, year out, top 10 in the nation in attendance. So they really do a great job. They have probably 1,500 or so season ticket holders, and then their first several home matches, they've been getting a decent number of student fans. And when you get the students in there, it really bounces. And you know, if you haven't seen those games, they're very, very entertaining. It is a great product. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to see those.
All right, Kevin. Tonight we got football at Canvas Field. What time do we go tonight against Vandy? What is the kickoff?
Oh, the nice 8 o'clock kickoff.
Really?
Nice late evening.
There you go. 7-point favorite for the Rams. Tells me Vanderbilt might not be the best team in the nation.
Yeah, that is the truth. Both teams are coming off pretty bad FCS losses, and not often you lose to an FCS team and come back as a favorite against an SEC team the next week, but that kind of tells you where Vanderbilt is. But it should be a close game. I think it should be, like you say, maybe not the two best teams in the nation, but I think a pretty good game.
All right, so you have most of the day here, and I'm going to go to the MGM betting site right now, and it says Kevin Lytle is a huge favorite to watch some soccer at some point today. Well, is that true?
Already done.
Woke up
to start my day with the game. I'll probably watch a little more. I have college football on right now. That's the good thing about these late games. Get to enjoy Saturday watching some football before. Yep. Both types of football.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good stuff. Kevin, thank you so much, man. We'll catch up with you again next week, all right?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Clark.
You bet. There's Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and what a terrific writer. And how does he do it all? Say that all the time. And so much CSU stuff, but always has his finger on the pulse of the preps teams out here as well. Kevin_Lytle. Follow the Twitter. It is terrific. All right. We'll come back in a moment. Ben Fusco, the Day Spring Christian football coach, will jump on with us, and we will talk a little bit about last week when they took on the number one team, Sanford. We had that for you here on Preps Radio. Got Byers today. That should be a walk in the park for him. Coach won't say that, but it should be. But then look at the schedule. The schedule coming up is unbelievable. Back in a moment with Ben Fusco here on the Preps Rewind, a Saturday in Northern Colorado. Thank you to Gould Parts, our great sponsor of the program, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Alrighty, welcome back to the program, 1041, the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. That's where we are coming to you from, and let's get to one of my favorite guys out there, man. The Foodmeister, Ben Fusco, head football coach out at Day Spring Christian Academy, is up on the Gould Parts Hotline with us right now. Ben, how are you this morning?
Mr. Johnson, I'm great, man. How are
yes.
you?
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm excited to kind of announce something we've talked about, is that Fridays you may be jumping on Clark and the Coach with myself and Bruce Dick each Friday. So hopefully we can make that happen, because I love having you on, man.
Well, thanks, Clark. Anytime I get to shoot the breeze with you, my man, it's a good day for me.
Wow.
Makes my day better.
You need to find something to do in your life. I'll tell you that right now. Let's go last week, first of all, Ben, because I thought coming off of we had the broadcast last week, you guys against number one Sanford. You go toe-to-toe with them. They kind of wore you down in the second half. They're a big physical team. They deserve, and from everybody I've talked to, including Kevin Schaefer out there, who knows, you know, all of those teams so well, he said Sanford absolutely is the number one team. They're the team to beat. So you've got to take some very great positives out of that ball game last week.
Absolutely. There's a lot of pluses to playing a team like that, playing them early, kind of measuring yourself against a team like that. I do think that Kelton Gartrell, the tailback, is probably one of the best tailbacks we've seen.
Sure.
From a pure tailback position. And then the quarterback is another kind of a 1-2 punch for them too. So, you know, a lot of learning from us from the game perspective, a lot of coaching miscues on our side too. So we own a lot of that. And I think know, this week we've been preparing and moving in the right direction. So we're really excited at our future and really excited at, you know, the way that we're kind of building our program. And, you know, we're ready. We want to play that team again. So
yeah,
felt like we went really well with them in the first half for sure. An eight man, it can get away from you, so you can't have those miscues early on. And if you watch the scores last night, I mean, they put 70 on Simla, but Simla still put, I think, 40 or 50 on them. So,
wow.
You know, there's this thing where you don't want to have a barn burner against a team like that. You got to get some stops when it's necessary, and those are the things we're going to focus on.
Boy, that's for sure. We talk about Garrett Crable, your quarterback, all the time. 300 yards of total offense in that game and four combined touchdowns. But, I mean, I like to talk about other guys. Senior Jacob Martin is fun to watch. I mean, he's just terrific. Five catches, 44 yards, and great catch, finding seams to get open on offense, and then he's terrific for you on the defensive side, too. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he plays like he's 100 feet tall.
Absolutely. Jacob's one of those kids that runs probably the most crisp passing routes that I've ever seen. He's got some of the quickest feet. So we kind of call him like our Wes Welker.
Sure.
You know, those guys that are like in that slot position, and he can just do anything we need. So Jacob's been that for 2 years now for us. There's not a guy out there that can cover him. And we really pride ourselves in our skills position. So a lot of receivers in our core, a lot of young guys, a lot of explosive guys. And so we really feel positive at what our outlook is for the future with these kids.
Ben, talk about Zach Freeman, Jr., who is very valuable to you guys, returning kicks. And, of course, he had four catches, 21 yards in the football game. Talk about Zach. He's indispensable. He's a big part of your Eagles team.
Absolutely. So Zach missed out last year. His sophomore year, he had two injuries coming into the season, and so kind of really only got on that COVID season a couple of games early on, and so we had a hard time with trying to get him on the field. But, you know, Zach, I've known Zach since he was a baby. We're really close family friends, so he's literally grown up as like my third son. And so Zach is really one of those kids that loves football. He's a football first kid, loves to be on the football field, loves to do anything you ask for him. And when you have a kid like that, it's really easy. And he's incredibly explosive. So, you know, our Garrett Crable, Zach Freeman, Jacob Martin crew, that's our sprinting crew and the track squad. So a lot of explosive kids that we have. It's trying to find the right position for them and the right call for them to kind of get them on the field and get them the ball.
We're talking with head football coach out at Dayspring Christian Academy, Ben Fusco. They'll take on Byers today at 1 o'clock at Brazelton Field and try to pick up win number 2 on a year. Always talk about defense at DCA, and there's always flying around linebackers. I mean, you can go back to Seth Mondragon, Caden Bonnell in the last number of years.
Yep.
Always fun guys to watch. Austin Cecil's kind of that guy for me this year. He had 16 tackles in that game last week. This is a linebacker that likes to fly to the football.
He does. Austin Austin is a football geek. So he and his dad, Terry, they know stats and Broncos stats. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that would be great with you on Fridays talking about pro ball. But so he loves football. And so because of that, he is all in. And Austin's done a tremendous job. He's like kind of a three-year player for us
sure. In
that job. So he's in that senior role. He gets everything, tries to get the kids lined up, and he's not afraid of contact. So, you know, obviously a scoreboard doesn't show that for the defense, but we're getting to that position where, you know, Coach Welch's crazy eight, sort of black shirt, sort of Nebraska mentality is starting to permeate our team on the defensive side, and we're hoping to grow that. And Austin's the first one to get that jersey, and he's leading the kids well to kind of build that culture.
All right, I'm afraid to ask this one, but I got to go there. Ethan Pratt, who is a terrific player for you, great receiver. He was on crutches when we left the field the other day. What's at least looking down the road for Ethan? Is he going to be able to come back? What does that look like?
Yeah, right now it's not looking too great, unfortunately. Ethan is he was a huge part of our offense. He's tall,
sure.
You know, fast enough, catches everything. You know, he's the kid that had a couple of really big grabs on that game. But I think right now that he hasn't got the MRI yet. So we're blessed with some connections with the orthopedic community, and so they're so far they're thinking that it could be maybe an ACL. But you know, we're praying and hoping. He seems to be walking on it, even on a brace. So.
Okay.
There's kind of a what if, and I think he gets scanned next week, but he will be down at least for a few weeks for us. And then hopefully, I mean, he's a basketball player for Frontier Academy. So, you know, I'm sure the Coach Wood out there is going to be missing him. And so we want to try to get him healthy for that at least as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Jamie's got to be going, that's a guy we need to have on the court, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you guys have Byers today, but we'll talk about that before I let you go. But I'm just looking at the schedule coming up here. I mean, what do we have? Five of the top 10 teams in the state are on your schedule. Four of them you haven't played yet. They're in your conference. My goodness, it's the SEC right here. This Akron's number 9, Haxton's 5. You got them both coming up after Byers. And then you after Caliche and Denver Christian, you end the year with Sedgwick number 2 and Marino number 4. This is a ridiculous schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, you don't want to brag in eight-man football too much, but in the Plains League, I think maybe in the last 20 years, there's only been two non-Plains teams that either played in or won the state championship. So, you know, there's a lot of good football in eight-man, but we have a tough schedule, and anybody who plays in this league does. So Akron's playing better. Their sophomore quarterback's looking good. Haxton has a ton of now experienced kids for 3 years.
Sure.
Run the option real, real well. So they're a tough squad. And then obviously Coach Michael out in Sedgwick knows how to coach football. So we're excited about that schedule. We think to be the best, to get back to those kind of glory days of Day Spring, we want to play the best. And so we embrace it now. I think early in my tenure, it was a little bit like get into the position where you're trying to be successful with the right call. But now it's like we'll take anybody any day, and we want to just get better and embrace all of the chaos that comes with winning and losing and growing through all of it. So tough, tough schedule, but we look forward to it.
1 o'clock today out at Brazelton Field, you'll take on Byers. What do you expect? They're 0-2, but kind of a sandwich game for you. I mean, if you want to call it that, off of Sanford and Akron coming up next week for you. But what does it look like today? What do you expect?
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I mean, the sandwich game, it's really important for us to kind of have the games where, you know, we can continue to grow and not be so focused on a team that maybe might not be in the top 10. So, you know, I know Byers is a well-coached team. Their coach has had lots of experiences at Brighton High School, so knows how to coach. They might not have as many bodies as we do, so, you know, we're going to definitely be try to find our rhythm, and we tell our kids, you know, the next rung of the ladder is the most important one, and that's where we got to be moving in our form, our system, our defense. And those are the wins that we're trying to look for on the field today, more of the execution, the rotations, the physicality. And so, you know, it's a great team to do it against because we want to play anybody. And so we're looking for different wins today individually and as a team. And so hopefully we'll be in that spot.
All right. Really fun team to watch, folks. Get out to Brazelton Field today at Dayspring Christian Academy. Take in a good football game starting at 1 o'clock. Ben, thanks so much for jumping on with you, and I know that we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds good, Clark. Thank you.
All right, there's Ben Fusco, the head football coach at Dayspring Christian Academy. Check us out on Fridays now. Benny's going to be in the house, and we're going to talk a lot of food, I guarantee it. We're going to talk trust, Ben. This dude can hook you up anywhere in the state, it seems, with a restaurant if you're on the travel gig. So maybe that's Fridays. We'll be having people call in and say, hey, I'm in Pueblo today. Where am I going? So Ben knows everything, every crook and nook and cranny, crook and nanny he knows. Yeah, no doubt. 10:51, we'll come back and wrap up the program in a second. Auto Collision Specialist Studios, that's where we're coming to you from today. It is the Preps Rewind brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, do not forget today, UNC football, Coach McCaffrey. Going to try to come off that, I think, a pretty reasonable effort down in Boulder, the 35-7 loss. They'll take on Houston Baptist today, and they will that game is going to go at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock Blue and Gold game day. So Jerry Schimmel, boy, man, it was so good to hear Jerry Schimmel on the air last week again. When I moved to Colorado in 93, he was the broadcaster for the Denver Nuggets at the time. That was, of course, the year that they upset Seattle in the playoffs. Remember Mutombo laying on the ground with the ball extended over his head in the key, all that fun stuff. The captain, Reggie Williams, I think, was the captain at that time. And Schimmel used to say, over to the captain for three. Yeah, Schimmel's terrific, but so good to hear him on the air last week with UNC. Can hear him every single weekend, and tonight at 5 o'clock, Jerry will have the call as they take on Houston Baptist right here on KFK. Don't forget tomorrow too. How about it, Micah Kilpatrick? Bronco football on 1310 KFKA and 103.1 FM tomorrow.
I'm super excited.
You are super excited. No doubt that they're going to take care of the Giants tomorrow, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So 1-0 already for the Broncos. The New Jersey Giants. That's right. All right. Let's run down the scores real quick last night again from you and tell you what we got today in the last couple minutes here. University 42-6 over Valley last night. We heard from Casey Doss on that. Eaton 31-7 over Elizabeth on the road for the Reds. Zach Lemon joined us for a little bit of that. And Pueblo County and Roosevelt 49-0 the Riders last night. So big stuff there. Our game, Northridge beat Greeley West with that fast start 21-7. Mountain View over Greeley Central last night 23-9. Erie dropped Bear Creek 39-21. Windsor put up 56 against Longmont last night 56-22. And then the two games at French Field last night, it was Lakewood outlasting Rocky Mountain 34-28, and then Fort Collins getting by Fossil Ridge 34-23. Thank you to Kevin Lytle for jumping on the phone with us and talking about that. Today, we just talked with Ben Fusco, the Dayspring Christian head coach, number 7 team in the state. They'll take on Byers today. Sandwich game, as I said. They just need to keep their mind on it, take care of Byers, and then get on with it next week. Platte Canyon and Highland today. Highland has to go on the road to Platte Canyon, so Zach Sandstrom's club looking for their second win of the year. Corey Tickner and the Berthoud Spartans. Coach Tickner looking to go 2-0 this year. Berthoud 1-0 at Woodland Park. They're 0-2. That's a 1 o'clock game today as well on the road for Berthoud. And Evergreen and Sterling today. Rob Basmenti shopping for answers out in Sterling. That's something you never seem to see, but The cupboard's a little bare for the Tigers this year, no doubt about it. All right, that's all of our stuff here today. As I said, thank you so much to Kevin Lytle from the Colorado. Check out his Twitter feed, Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, and you can log on to all of that stuff. He'll be out at Canvas Stadium tonight for the Rams and Vanderbilt. Ben Fusco, head football coach at Dayspring Christian Academy. We appreciate him. Sounds like he's going to be joining us on Clark and the Coach 11 to noon each Monday through Friday. He's going to catch up with us on Fridays. All right, get out there on this Saturday. Hug your kids. Remember Bears football tonight at 5. And we'll talk to you soon right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.